Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Founder in the Making. This week we will be talking a bit about the comfort zone and how I was able to get out of my comfort zone and how I'm still trying to get out of my comfort zone and things that have helped me get out of my comfort zone. So first, we need to overcome the fear and the self-doubt. So last episode we talked about the fear that comes along with taking a new risk and different ways that maybe might help you or how people around you can help you accomplish that. Sometimes a lot of the fear comes from lack of confidence or even imposter syndrome. And it's not easy. It's definitely something that you have to work through, but it's possible. And that's where you have to try to get to, the point that you need to try to get to. One of the things that really help with the self-doubt in my case was my partner. My partner really helped when it came down to me telling him what I wanted to do, what my goals were, and the biggest thing was him telling me how things might turn out, or have I thought about X, Y, and Z, and maybe I hadn't considered that at the moment, but this time around, I really needed to focus on thinking about those questions and answering the questions that he was telling me so that I could figure out how to get out of that self-doubt. A lot of the things started off with me doing things for myself. When it came down to me being a mom, I was not really considering myself. I was leaving myself behind. I wasn't really treating myself to things. I wasn't really pampering myself. So I started off with going to get my nails done. It was not cheap, but I started doing that. And that was one of the things that encouraged me to take another step to help myself feel a little more comfortable being able to present myself. So I did that, and once I went on to do that, I started thinking, okay, how about we go a little more often to get my eyebrows done? Okay, so now I feel a little more comfortable being able to talk to people and not feeling gross about myself. Then it started off with networking events. So that was definitely out of my comfort zone. I hadn't been able to do that ever in my life. With networking, it wasn't really something that I did from one day to another. I was actually invited by someone to go to a networking event in Doral, and I said to myself, well, I've never done that. You know, there's always a there's a first for everything. So I did that. I went to a networking event, and it felt so weird to me because I felt like I had my Latin mother on my shoulder telling me, hey, you can't go over there and interrupt these people. Hey, don't go interrupting what people while they're talking. It was definitely weird for me because people were just going into different conversations and not really thinking about the interruption aspect of it or anything. They had no shame. They were just so comfortable with themselves that they could just go and talk to people. So for me, that was not something that came to me from one day to another. So I went with my friend and or my coworker at the time, and he told me, okay, come with me and we'll start this together. So that actually helped me a lot because we went into one group, he started the conversation up, then he kind of passed it on to me, and then I started introducing myself, what I did, and what my goals were, and people started talking about themselves and how they started doing that and how they, you know, what they do, how long they've been in the business, what their goals, what they're doing to achieve those goals. So it was very interesting. And once it started that way, it ended up just feeling natural where I could go. It wasn't necessarily an interruption, it was more of an integrated conversation into what they were talking about. So I would end up kind of leaning toward another group that was forming there. They would be talking about certain things that maybe I could relate to, and then I put in my two cents of whatever it was that they were talking about. And then we started getting more of a flow, and I started meeting other people, getting business cards. It wasn't from one day to another, but it was definitely helpful to have somebody there that already knew the grounds so that I could get out of that kind of comfort zone. That growth and innovation is very, very important in the growth of yourself and your business. I knew it was something that I needed to do for myself, and I needed to do it in order to grow as a business owner and for my business. There was no going around it. In the beginning, it's very uncomfortable. It's definitely very uncomfortable because you don't really know what you're getting yourself into. You don't know how it's supposed to be working. And of course, if you are a little more timid, it's not something that's gonna come to you naturally. I used to be in sales, so my biggest thing was, okay, once I kind of got the hang of integrating myself within the groups, I needed to sell myself. I needed to tell them, what it is I did and how I could help them or how they could help me or how we can maybe work together. And just thought about how I could sell myself and my business to all of these other entrepreneurs. So that was my biggest task in that moment. That's what I wanted to accomplish. After that, I went on to go to other events, some of them being BNI related. So those events, it's all entrepreneurs. All of these events are different entrepreneurs. They all do different things. They all have, they're qualified and something different. So when I went to that, it was the same thing again. I felt that discomfort. The first thing I did was go to the bar. That was the first thing I did. I went to the bar. And when I went to the bar, I ordered myself a drink. I kind of scanned the room and I kind of looked at the different people, see if I could read some lips and see kind of where they were going with their conversations. Some people came up to me instead of me having to go to them while I was ordering my drink, which made it a lot more comfortable for me. It always works out in different ways. It doesn't always work out in the way that you want it to, but sometimes the more that you do it, the more you figure out how it is that it's going to work for you. How do you feel more comfortable doing it? In this case, them coming to me, of course, I said, perfect. That is great. That's what I want. And now the first thing I usually do is go to the bar. But there are times where there is no bar. You just have to walk around and mingle. So how do I go about it? I first try to go with somebody that I know so that we can kind of start off a conversation and then people start coming to our group, or between them and myself, we kind of just integrate ourselves in there and kind of make jokes about it because you're no longer by yourself. You feel that confidence from somebody else as well. And that helps a lot. So when you're going into these things, you have to try to get out of your comfort zone. One of the things, that's how I started getting out of my comfort zone, going into these networking events, because those networking events, it was definitely something that I had never done in my life. It was definitely something that was new to me and that I knew I was going to be scared of. So when I started feeling that fear, I decided I needed to do it because it was something that I needed to get over and develop like a backbone for in order for me to accomplish that goal, which was meeting other entrepreneurs, other founders, other people that I knew were going to help me grow and that I was going to learn from. This is something that I'm starting off. So I know I don't know all the ropes. I don't know the ins and outs of everything, but I do know that going to these events and meeting all of these new people, I will get to that point one day eventually. I will make it. So it was very important for me to be able to establish some sort of trust and some sort of relationship with all of these different entrepreneurs. But it was definitely hard getting out of that comfort zone. When you're working at 9 to 5, you don't need to do any of that. You go, you do your job, you meet your coworkers little by little, they get to know you. You're kind of like obligated to getting to know them because you have to work with them. You have to establish some sort of rapport with them, some sort of trust, and you're dealing with them constantly. And being a 9 to 5, you're working all day, in the morning and in the afternoon, then you go home and you really don't want to be doing anything the rest of the day, but you're doing this Monday through Friday. Some people even weekends. So you don't really need to deal with having to establish any other relationships with other people. You work with the people you work with, and that's it. When you're an entrepreneur, you don't have that luxury. You have to spread your wings. You have to build your own network. You have to develop different relationships and trust with other entrepreneurs. And it's not something that comes very easy. So in order to grow and innovate, and you know, you need to get out of that discomfort. When you find yourself where you're talking about, oh, that doesn't seem like something I can do, well, then don't say that to yourself. Think about it in another way. How can I convince myself to be able to take this step, to be able to accomplish this? Because I know if I do this, this is going to help me in the long run. So you have to have some sort of founder's mindset when it comes to these different events that you're doing, these different things that you're doing. So when it comes to the comfort zone is the best area. And last time I explained it like your bed. When it's a nice cold day, you want to be in bed. You want to be watching a movie. You want to just stay in and you don't want to do anything. That is your comfort zone. That is where, you know, that is your space. That is where you don't want to get out of. And it's okay. It's understandable. When you're already comfortable with things, it's hard to get out of that same comfort routine. But down the line, you have to do it or else you're not going to grow. You're not going to be able to accomplish the things that you have set in your mind for. So in order to get out of bed, you have to do things little by little sometimes, you know. First, you stick your leg out and then you say, okay, let me kind of get some of the fresh air. And then you start taking the blanket off and then you kind of start waking up a little bit. You start washing your face, brushing your teeth, and then you kind of feel a little more ready for the day. When it comes to your comfort zone, it's kind of the same thing. You have to take it little by little. You have to first dip your toe in different things that you know are going to make you feel a little uncomfortable. Feeling uncomfortable is okay. That means you're doing the right thing. Okay. When you're doing something that's uncomfortable, like let's say public speaking, or you're taking a risk, you know, going to a networking event, or you're putting yourself out there where you have to kind of sell yourself and talk about what it is that you do in front of a bunch of people. When you're doing things like that, it's definitely not something that's in within your comfort zone. And it's a bit uncomfortable for people, but that's okay, because those are steps that you're going to learn from. When I went to the first networking event, I noticed different things that I was saying in order to pitch for myself what it is that I do. Those topics were not helping me or weren't helping people understand what it is that I do. At that moment, I was working for a tech company, which I'm still involved with them as well. And being somebody that, you know, has her bachelor's in software engineering, it's easy for me to sometimes get a little too technical. But I have to understand that not everybody has that luxury of understanding what I understand. So then you have to kind of dumb it down in a way that you understand what I do. I understand what you do. I'm not trying to show you how to do my job. That's not my goal. I don't want you to know how to do my job. I want you to understand what it is that I do so that you know how I can help you or how I can help anybody that you know might need help with different things. So I needed to kind of learn how to do that. And in the beginning, it was trial and error. But I wouldn't have been able to do that if I hadn't gone to these different networking events or doing some of the public speaking. I have to try new skills and be able to see what works and what doesn't in order for myself to improve more. This podcast, I made it for the journey to show you what steps I'm taking in order to get to my end goal. I have not gotten to my end goal just yet, but that's okay. I'm working my way there. But these are some things that I have already done that I know have helped me grow more from when I first started than to where I am now. So this podcast was something that I was very much skeptical of because I can't stand my voice. So for people to be listening to me, I was like, no, that's not going to happen. That's just not something. I don't even leave voicemail for people just so that I avoid them having to listen to my voice. But I knew I needed this because I need to improve my speaking skills, which little by little I will be doing. And I know this is going to help me. And, you know, if you're watching this or listening to this on YouTube, I love to hear your comments. And give me some feedback. You know, I love that. I love the feedback. It's definitely out of my comfort zone to have people that I don't know telling me what they think about me, but it's okay because I know I need it. And I know little by little, that's going to help me grow. It's gonna help me develop different skills, and that's the goal for this week. And I'm still trying to get out of my comfort zone in different ways. So currently, I am involved with a networking organization, and it has definitely been out of my comfort zone because I ended up taking the position of president for my group. Not only am I the younger one in my chapter, but I am the one with the least amount of experience. But it's been going very well in the sense of me having to get up there and talk to these professionals and having to tell them about what it is that I do and how I can help them and how they can help me, and people wanting to connect with me, people asking me, hey, can we get together? Let's go get some coffee. Let me get to know you a little bit more and what it is that you do. Let's help each other establish a bit more of a trust relationship. And it's been great. It's been something definitely that in the beginning I was not looking forward to because I don't like the public speaking. I don't like having to go up in front of a bunch of professionals that have 20, 30 years above me of, different experiences. But that's okay. I did it, and I'm doing great at it right now. All of my chapter members don't want me to not be president. They want me to go for president again during our second term. I am thinking about it because it comes with a lot of experience and things that I really don't know about, but I've been getting the hang of it, and they've been seeing the outcome that it's been bringing to our chapter and our group. So it's been great, and that's honestly something that I would have never been able to achieve if I hadn't gotten out of my comfort zone. So one of the things that I want to focus on this week is kind of making a list for myself, which I hope you do for yourself as well. And just kind of think back as to what can I do, what small step can I take this week to get out of my comfort zone? What do I feel like I need more help in? What do I feel like I can improve? And how can I get out of my comfort zone a bit in order to achieve that? So for myself this week, I am trying to do a little bit more of public speaking. So I am trying to find different ways to do a bit more on the public speaking side. Maybe even do some videos on my Instagram where I actually show my face instead of the voiceover to see if I can get more comfortable showing my face and not just doing the voiceover where I'm basically hiding behind a bunch of videos, in order to see how that can improve me and how that can improve my skills. That's my goal for this week, and I hope that you guys do the same. Make a small list. Think about what it is that you can do in order to get out of that comfort zone, in order to be able to help yourself grow as a professional. And I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. If you guys are listening to this on YouTube, please leave the comments on what it is that you're doing to spread your wings and to get out of that comfort zone and to get out of bed and try something new. Because even if it's not for your entrepreneur or road down the line, you're gonna do it in order to improve something, whether it be for your job or for yourself or for something personal. I want to hear what you guys are doing because maybe I might be lacking in those areas too, and I might want to get out of my comfort zone in those areas as well. And it might help me as well as yourself. So, please leave a comment. Next week we'll talk a little bit about well, some other things. I'll surprise you guys, but I hope you guys enjoyed today, and thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for taking this journey on with me. And I'll talk to you guys next week.